B-Pod Studios.
All right, David, how can we help you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call this morning. I have a girl that I was seeing a few weeks ago, hung out a few times, had some great dates, really enjoyed each other's company. The last date we had, we were going to go out to dinner, and we had to cancel that because we had to go back to her house. She lives with her grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
She had to do something for them. I don't really know what that was, but I went back. We hung out there for a few hours, had a good time, got along with her grandfather really well. He's an old war veteran.
Nice.
Strong guy for, like, in his 70s or 80s. Strong guy.
Yeah.
Met her grandmother. It was really nice. I thought I'd hear from her again, and I haven't. Love you guys to help me out and find out what she thinks.
Nothing weird happened at the grandparents' house, or...?
No, we just had a little, we had a good time.
Yeah.
He's a war veteran. He likes to show off a little bit, so,
Yeah. And you said you got along with him.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
great
okay.
Guy.
I just don't want to call her and have her say my grandfather hates him or something like that. Do you feel as if you might have said something that offended her? We're in a very sensitive time right now.
No, man, I never say anything stupid.
Never.
Oh, here we go. Famous last words.
Yeah, always on point.
It's not.
Okay, David, hang on. We're going to try and call her right now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Janet?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay. Janet, hi. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And can I just explain to you why we're calling? We got your phone number from somebody, and it's a good reason why we're calling you.
Okay. All right.
I'll make it quick. I know you're busy. This could be the best phone call of your life, by the way. So we got a phone call from a gentleman who likes you. You know him. And I'm going to tell you his name. But first and foremost, let me tell you that the reason we're calling you is because this gentleman has he has kind of feelings towards you, and he feels as if you have the same type of feelings towards him. So what we're willing to do, if you agree, is to pay for any date that you choose. And like I said, I will tell you the gentleman's name so you're not being set up. It's not a bait and switch situation.
Okay.
You're in?
I guess. All right. I'm a little confused. Sure.
Okay. Well, the guy, his name is David, and you already went out with him before?
Oh, no. No, thanks. I choose it back. I got you.
No, wait, hold on. okay, can you just tell, and I'm not saying you have to say yes to the date, obviously. It's your choice, but could you give us a reason why you don't want to see David again? Because according to him, the last time you guys hung out at your grandparents', I believe, he said that he hit it out of the park as far as impressing you, impressing your grandparents, and things like that.
Of course that piece of shit would think that.
Okay.
So he came over to my grandparents' house. It was fine. We hung out. Everything was fine. I live with them. It's a rough time in my life right now. So I had to go out to get dinner for all of us. I left. I was going to... I don't know, maybe 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I come back, they're having a push-up contest. My grandfather is 85 damn years old.
And he's having a push-up contest with David?
Yeah. So David leaves, and my grandfather starts having chest pain. I think the guy's dying.
No.
Really? That's why you
haven't called. Wait, hold on. Janet, David's on the phone, and he heard what you said.
He's an old guy. He probably does push-ups. There's nothing to do with me. That was his idea to do that.
Oh, it was the grandfather's idea?
Yes.
Okay, well, that can't...
He's touching my arms. He's like, oh, wow, you got big arms. Let's see if you can do some push-ups. He starts doing push-ups like a drill sergeant.
I mean, you can't say no to a challenge, right?
Yeah, you got to respect a senior when they ask you to do something.
And this guy's like a 65.
I disagree.
85, but he's like younger than that. He's not the 85 that we know.
I don't care.
So that's why you don't want to
see. Because you say
so
no.
You think I almost killed your grandfather?
100%, I do.
If I let him win, you would have thought I was a pussy. So either way, I lose.
That's a valid point.
It is a valid point.
I mean, listen, Janet, look, okay, David promises not to take up your grandfather's physical challenges anymore. Do you want to see him again or not?
No, definitely not. Absolutely not.
You know what?
tell your grandfather? I think he's a bitch.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.